You ever hear of a razor?
Stripe, yes, of course.
What was that?
Stripe.
Now, maybe you can remember the difference, something to do with hunting here, with guns. If they go hunting with a rifle, a man is apt to need some kind of ammunition, which he refers to as a...
A shotgun?
Well, no, he's using a rifle.
Oh.
He needs a cartridge,
or bullets, or...
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably be saying bullets, very likely.
Probably would, too. I remember seeing children play on something that gets a long plank across, maybe a sawbuck.
Teeter-totter.
Do you remember any of the words for that?
No,
I don't.
You ever
call it a seesaw?
Well, yes, that's familiar. It would be seesaw. But our teeter-totter would be but the word that I would use for it.
You wouldn't use teeter-board either.
No, I wouldn't. They did have teeter babes for little folks, but that was a sort of a chair. Maybe you're familiar with that.
Yeah. Or any other sort of homemade toys that they used to make for children that were like this? Sometimes some they go around.
Well, let me see now. Wait a minute. Oh, dear. And you know they have them at circuses and so forth.
Flying Jenny?
That's not familiar at all.
Just a merry-go-round,
or yes, I think that would be all. That would be what I would call it.
Mm-hmm. All right, now do you remember they used to bring coal into the fire in
coal rod. I think we most always said coal bucket, but odd is what I guess a lot of people would use.
You scuttle for that?
You scuttle, yes.
Now. To sharpen a scythe, the farmer might use what kind of...
A whetstone.
Is that right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if he just wanted to sharpen his axe, he probably wouldn't use a whetstone. He'd use a...
A soapstone.
Or one that you...
Well, you turn around, yes. What is it called? Oh, I know what you mean. And you'd have a handle?
Grindstone. If the axle is squeaking, you probably say, well, I'll have to...
Oil.
Or even if you don't use oil, you'd use something stickier and thicker. You'd have to...
Grease it.
And if you got your hands in it, you'd say, my hands are very...
Gummy.
Or...
Greasy.
Mm-hmm. For... light, before electricity came along, you had what kind of lamps?
A coal oil lamp, or a kerosene lamp, either one.
I never heard of coal oil.
Haven't you?
I have, of course, but kerosene was what we would use to clean the tar off the car or something.
Yes, that's right.
I asked for coal oil at a gas station. They said, no, we don't sell that. All we have is kerosene.
all the same.
Now, I know anymore tires don't have these things, but for a long time, I guess some of them still do. Inside the tire, the thing that held the air in was a what?
Tube. Inner tube.
All right. And now, if you were going to go fishing...
I'd take the fishing tackle.
All right, if we wanted to go out in the lake, we'd use what kind of a boat?
A rowboat, I guess, unless we had a speedboat.
Well, not likely to do much fishing on a speedboat.
No, you wouldn't.
Now, we're getting ready to go out in the boat, and we want to get away from the shore, so we do what to the boat?
You push it away with the...
Remember the great big ceremonies they have in Boston, when they build a big boat, and they have a very formal ceremony. They call it the...
Launching the boat.
Okay. It's funny how we think of that with the big boats, but not with the little ones.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Would you launch a little boat, do you suppose?
Some people might say launch. I'll launch the boat, yes.
They're probably more familiar with the subject than we are.
Yes, that's right.
Now, if I gave you this pencil and I'd ask you for it, and you'd say, well, here...
I'll return it to you.
Or you'd say, here...
Here's your pencil, I'll return
it
to you.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Now, if I gave you two pencils, you'd say, here.
Are your two pencils?